At the Royal Ball. I could hardly believe that I was actually going to a ball at the Charming Castle. Even though my main goal was to find the Wizard of Oz, the thought of hanging out with royalty was super exciting. As I approached the main entrance, all the guards snapped to attention. That's when I suddenly remembered that I didn't have an invitation, which meant there was still a chance I'd be arrested on the spot for trespassing on royal property. Just great! I took a deep breath and quickly walked past the guards stationed at the huge doors, all while Mr. Sir Grumpy eyed me suspiciously. As I entered the ballroom, approximately 300 guests, dressed in the finest attire, stared at me, pointed, and whispered. The gigantic ballroom was even more beautiful than I had imagined. It had a towering staircase with white marble floors. Beautiful tapestries lined the walls, and two huge chandeliers hung in the center of the room, lit with dozens of candles. The royal orchestra played a waltz. I had been wandering around the room for 10 minutes trying to find a middle-aged guy who could possibly be the wizard, when a young man approached me. Excuse me, miss, but I would be most honored if I could have this dance. OMG. I almost fainted right there on the spot. I was gazing into the beautiful brown eyes of a dashing, princely version of Brandon Roberts. As he reached for my hand, I smiled nervously and blushed profusely, just like I always do when I'm around my crush, Brandon. I'm Prince Brandon. It's nice to meet you. Hello, I'm Nikki, I stammered. Welcome to the Charming Castle, Princess Nikki, he smiled. So where are you from? I could not believe Brandon had just called me Princess Nikki. It was like I was in a fairy tale or something. Wait, I was in a real fairy tale. Scooby! Well, I'm not from your world, your kingdom, I answered. So what brings you here, Your Highness? Are you visiting family or friends? Actually, I'm looking for someone. It's a very important personal matter. Maybe you know him. Disappointment flashed across Brandon's face. So, have your parents arranged your marriage? If so, I wish you both the best. He's a very lucky guy. No, it's not like that at all, I giggled. I'm looking for the Wizard of Oz. Really? The Wizard of Oz? May I ask why? It's regarding, my travel arrangements back to my kingdom. I was told he would be here tonight, I said, glancing around the room again. Actually, he's an acquaintance of my parents. I think they said he was called away on an important matter for the Queen of Hearts. So the wizard isn't here? I asked, trying to hide my disappointment. No, but if it's important for you to see him, perhaps I could escort you to the Queen of Hearts castle. I'll have the royal guards arrange a carriage whenever you're ready. It's just 2 miles west of here, Brandon said, staring at me intently. I really appreciated Prince Brandon's offer, but if/when Sir Grumpy figured out who I really was, he'd escort me, all right, straight to the royal dungeon for trespassing. The last thing I wanted was for Prince Brandon to get into trouble trying to help me. Thank you. I really appreciate your generous offer, but that won't be necessary, I said. If it's just a few miles, I can walk. Brandon narrowed his eyes at me. Walk? Alone? In the forest? Are you sure? Most princesses would never consider doing such a thing. Hanging out in the forest can be pretty exciting, I smiled. Well, during the daytime, anyway. Well, if you change your mind, just let me know. I could use a little excitement in my life, he sighed. There's so much to explore outside these palace walls. But that's impossible to do when I'm always escorted by 8 royal guards. My parents insist on it. I'm bored silly of my mundane princely duties. What? No white horse? Shining armor, epic quests, or damsels in distress? I teased. Only renegades have the freedom to be real heroes. I'd give anything to be one for just a day. Instead, I'm chased by screaming fangirls and stalked by prince-obsessed witches wanting to turn me into a frog. A frog? I snickered. So is that where the saying, you have to kiss a lot of frogs to find your prince, comes from? Hey, that's not funny, Brandon deadpanned. And to make matters worse, only things my friends like to do are hang out at my castle, play polo, and party. Well, Prince Brandon, it sounds to me like you need to find some new friends, I joked. Well, that's great advice, then it's settled. You, Princess Nikki, shall be my new best friend, Brandon winked. Well, your new best friend thinks you'd make an awesome hero, I gushed. You should follow your dreams. I really want to, he said with a worried look on his face. But what will my parents say? They'll say they're proud of you. Just go for it. The apprehension on his face melted into an encouraged smile. I think you're the first person who totally understands me, Princess Nikki. Even though we've just met, you feel like a trusted friend. It's as if I've known you in another life. You do, you do seem like a nice guy. That's when he smiled and stared at me, and I smiled and stared back at him. All of this smiling and staring went on for what seemed like forever. The music started up again, and Brandon took my hand and led me onto the dance floor. OMG, dancing with him was so romantic. Practically everyone in the room was staring at us and probably wondering who I was. We danced and laughed and talked. I wanted the night to last forever. I've never met anyone quite like you, Princess Nikki. You're very different, Brandon said. Is that a bad thing? I asked. You're smart, funny, and adventurous. I really like you, so can I see you again? I'll travel to your kingdom, no matter how far away it is. I'd love to see you again, too, I gushed. But unfortunately, I don't think that's possible. Anything is possible, Your Highness. That's when Prince Brandon gazed so deeply into my eyes that my heart skipped a beat. Scooby! Then he leaned in for the perfect fairy tale kiss. And bong, bong, bong. It's midnight. Our perfect fairy tale kiss was rudely interrupted. OMG, it's midnight already? I cried. I needed to get out of there quick before I turned back into, well, myself. Is something wrong? Brandon asked, concerned. Yes. No. It's just that I really need to be going. What? But the ball isn't over yet. I know, but I have to go now. It's kind of an emergency. Prince Brandon looked surprised and hurt. I don't understand. Did I say something wrong? No, I wish I could explain, but I can't. I'm really sorry. Princess Nikki, please, don't go. It was nice meeting you. Goodbye. But when will I see you again? I need to see you again, Brandon pleaded. Please, will you at least tell me where you live? It seems like whenever things are perfect in my life, disaster swoops in like a pigeon with a bad case of diarrhea and poops on my head. Even though I knew the Cinderella storyline, I was still pretty upset at the turn of events. Hey, it wasn't just any prince I was ditching at the ball. It was my crush, Brandon, right in the middle of a kiss. Bong, bong, bong. The clock continued to chime. I turned and hurried across the dance floor and up the grand staircase. If you've ever worn heels before, you know that running in those things will almost always guarantee a trip to the hospital. No pun intended. Lucky for me, I only lost a shoe, just like in the fairy tale. As I rushed toward the door once again, the entire ballroom was just staring at me, pointing and whispering. I was like, just great. I felt horrible about leaving Prince Brandon at the ball like that, but I didn't have a choice. Or did I? What girl wouldn't want to be a princess, marry a handsome prince, and live happily ever after? I hesitated at the door just for a second and took one final glance over my shoulder. I felt so sorry for Brandon and so confused. But he deserved a real princess, not a fake wannabe princess like me. I sighed deeply and was suddenly overcome by a wave of sadness. Then I turned and rushed out the door. I barely made it past the royal guards as the magical enchantment started to wear off. Now, back in my own clothing, I ducked into the royal stables and made my way to my hiding place in the back stall. I was so mentally and physically exhausted from the night's adventures that I didn't even mind sleeping on the scratchy, smelly hay. Tomorrow, I was going to make the journey to the Queen of Hearts castle. And once there, I'd convince the Wizard of Oz to help me get back home. I tried to sleep, but all I could think of was Prince Brandon and the crushed look on his face. I was the cruelest person ever. Overwhelmed by guilt and remorse, I cried myself to sleep.